Today I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. Good morning, Holy Innocents. It's great to see everybody this morning and to hear the beautiful children voices. No one human is perfect in today's culture, even when striving to be perfect. But there is an awareness to learn, to be guided, and to be guided by faith, even when we are not sure. It is to lean into the transformation of old to new, foolish or wise, sin to no sin. As believers in Christ, we are constantly transforming. This identity in Christ is not a one-time thing, but a lifelong journey. We are called to live into the light of this reality, the light of Christ, the life, death, and resurrection. Through baptism, we become partakers of the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, brought into union with Christ and united with every believer in the world and within the church, the body of Christ. Just as Scripture says, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. I am hoping this sounds a bit familiar to most of you. This is a journey of growth, a journey of bearing witness together and through the Gospels. We will experience spiritual growth and renewal as we seek self-knowledge and understanding of Scripture through fellowship. We must be vigilant in our spiritual growth, allowing the Spirit to guide us through life's complexities. However, if we become overly focused on material possessions, lack of contentment, or succumb to vanity and greed, these complexities can lead us astray and to sin, ultimately draining our spiritual well-being and potentially leading to anxiety. This is not being rich with God. So we must not lose the sight of God's kingdom and our faith. In Luke's gospel today, the parable of the rich fool is not a neutral story. This parable that Jesus teaches to a crowd begins with someone in the crowd asking, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." And as we all know, Jesus is being put on the spot many times, and as he has a parable to share. Well, Jesus is not an arbitrator nor a judge. And besides, during this ancient time, there are Jewish inheritance customs that are foundational, also known in Numbers and Deuteronomy. Not only foundational in the culture, but it is also where greed is linked to communal implications. The elder son would receive the majority, if not two-thirds, of the father's possessions. Covetousness is often an offense. Longing for something that someone else has, and longing for something to come that yet has been seen, can lead to a form of idolatry. The parable Jesus tells is a vivid image of longing for the future to come, and yet running the risk of falling into greed. The farmer in the parable has misplaced the idea that God has contributed to this earthly bounty harvest, as he has considered this harvest only to be his, with no help. He does not give thanks to God for his abundance and cannot see beyond this beautiful harvest, and yet a dilemma, to share with others in any capacity. He is solely focused inward, having forgotten that all life created is bound by death. This harvest cannot go with the farmer when the farmer's time has come. As we read through and study this parable together, and in study groups, questions arise regarding the farmer's intentions or putting our place in that self. The fear of not having enough, which is a big fear for many people. Or just a fear of the abundance. What do I do with it? If I share or sell this harvest, I will be left with less. What do I do with less? I will keep it stashed away, but now how do I do that when my barn is not big enough? Besides, I have done all the work. It could be any of these things to consider, but it comes down to the farmer's desire for more versus the need for more. greed. This is not a transactional parable regarding investments and dividends. Society today complicates the distinction between want and need, bombarding us with advertisements and last-minute items at the checkout line, and pressuring us to keep up with others. This will lead to spiritual neglect, where our focus on possession desires consumes us, leaving no space for spiritual growth and a connection with God. Life is a gift from God, and it is through Christ and faith that we can form a meaningful relationship with God, avoiding spiritual neglect. As the voice in the crowd yearns for something someone else has, and the farmer is distracted by his abundance, they risk making foolish choices and misusing their resources. They are not being wise. Instead, they are putting their wisdom into riches of wealth. Possessions only last for a short while, and yet death comes to all of us equally, no matter to who and to what. Vanity does not contribute to a virtuous life, and it does not last. So why put our trust there? Jesus challenges us to think beyond earthly possessions. To remain faithful, to serve, and to be obedient is a way to become rich toward God. So what does it mean to be rich towards God? To be rich towards God is to invest in our spiritual wealth, to prioritize our relationship with God over material possessions, and to use our resources in ways that honor God and benefit others. Yes, we are created in the image of God, and to live in fellowship together with patience and diligence. It is through faith that we can see the world as it truly is, very messy and yet full of love, which can also help relieve our anxieties. This also leads to trusting in God, our Heavenly Father, when in doubt, and to remain in prayer with God for wisdom, courage, and strength, and in fellowship. Remaining loyal to Jesus Christ, even in the most challenging times, is not a mystery of our future, but also a participation in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection. Christ died for our sins, washed away the old self to put on the new self. Just as our realities may seem invisible to us, those realities can be and will be seen are spiritual. To experience the grace of God and be guided by the Holy Spirit is greater than us. It is within us. It is our faith shared with Jesus Christ that unites all believers, the church, and in fellowship with others. It is with wisdom that we put effort into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Christ is all and in all. Strive to be wise and be the body of Christ.